Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Delilah. We got a wonderful show for you tonight. I'm Delilah. Welcome back to the program, folks. Welcome, folks. I'm the man with the mic, live from Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. Folks, I love these people. Like, is there an increased risk of myocarditis between here and here with the Moderna? That's a yes no question. They try to answer like answer the question by skirting what they're saying. They basically want to give an answer that doesn't answer the question, but goes off in some weird tangent. That's a yes or no question. Kind of like, are you a male or female? What did you know? That's funny though, it is. But I love this dude. I do. I really do, man. So much. There's a guy that's come out. And he's amazing. He has basically said he's running for president in 2024. And he's like, I'm not saying his name because I don't want to butcher it. It's V-I-V-E-K Ramsamary R-A-M-A-S W-A-M-Y. And he's basically like, you know, if this Trump thing goes through, whether you like him or not, it's political sabotage. They're just going after him and making up crap to try to get him not to run for president. I'm going to have dark days in America because they can do it to Trump. They can do it to anybody. Oregon Democrats are pushing new gun package control measures. Thank you forgot your to uphold and defend the Constitution. Russell Brand, you know what Jim Carrey said a while back ago. Russell Brand, I need God or I cannot cope in this world, huh? Yeah. My sister did a Anthony Robbins program here, Tony Robbins. And I'm like, yeah, he's all about me, not God, so. But. So, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she signed a law prohibiting transgender restrooms in schools. And I don't know if you heard about this one, but. Take a dollar bill. Pardon me, folks. Take a dollar bill. When Biden took office, it's 83 cents now, about how much it's worth. And pet owners are struggling financially just to basically take care of their pets. My mom ain't doing too well, so keep her in her purse. She's sick, and I think I'm fighting what she had. So, but don't forget this, folks.
Who is in you? 1 John 4:4 says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I'm Ashley Elliott. I'm an author and a counselor, but my most important role is as a child of God. Now, if you've accepted Christ into your life, then you too are a child of God. And God himself lives inside of you. The one who is in you is greater. That's God. than the one who is in the world. And who is in the world? The enemy. Well, wait a minute. We live in the world. So we live in the world with the enemy. That's complex. But God reminds us that he lives inside of us, and he is greater than anything that we'll ever face in this world, whether temptation or frustration or really amazing days. When I feel stressed out, I tend to get overwhelmed by my inadequacy to get everything done. And as I remember that I am a child of God, and that's the most important role, and remember that God in me is greater than anything that I'll face, I can step back and breathe a little easier. God is greater than any temptation that you'll ever face. God is greater than loneliness, depression, and rage. God is greater than any good thing or bad thing that we'll ever face. And so let's commit this verse to our hearts. I challenge you to memorize it, to burn it on your heart, so that when you face a negative space, that you can call on God and remember that greater is he who is in you than who is in the world.
But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over these people. Over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. 1 John 4:4. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget that, folks. You know, folks, when the hurricane happens, keep your eye on God, not on the storm. If these things had been done, I know. When I tore my calf muscle, I'm going to be honest with you, I struggle, the one thing I struggle with, and I'm like, the Lord's like working on me, like, who am I? You know, like when you, if you were to like, let me tap my wrist and barely touch it and be like, oh, my wrist broke, and then you're telling me, 4 or 5 weeks, 8 weeks later, take that wrist and now break 5 bricks, okay? You just touched my wrist and it broke, and now you want me to break my own. You know, because there's times when I'm walking, and it's like, I just, it's so tight that I feel like I'm going to tear it again or whatever. So it's like, you know, and I'm learning to stand on the word. But when you have GOP presidential candidate V-I-V-E-K, Vic Ramaswamy, and he's like, you know, if they do this to Trump or go after him, it's the beginning of the end, as we know it, because how do we get rid of a political candidate we don't like? How do we get a one ruling party? Get rid of Trump. Like, I'm wanting to get that new John Snyder movie To Die For, and he's like, I'm willing to die for your right to take a knee during the national anthem. What are you willing to sacrifice for my right not to? I will die for your right to be able to get the vaccine. What are you doing? What are you willing to sacrifice for my right not to get a vaccine if I don't want it? You're going to kill it. I thought vaccines got rid of the problem. I mean, when COVID first came out, that was the whole point. As soon as everyone gets vaccinated, we'll get back to normal because COVID won't be able to spread. You won't be able to get rid of it. You won't be able to... I know people that are... This is the things I know about the vaccinated people that I personally know. They're either having problems cardiologically, you know, like with their heart, or cardiologic problems, or they're dead. And everyone basically points to the vaccine, or they've gotten the shots and the boosters, and they've had COVID more times than you can count. I mean, this district attorney is overstepping his bounds and everything, but the problem you have and I've talked about this on my campfire revivals, my camp conversation here for revivals I did. What is it like? There are people that no matter what, Trump needs to be in prison. No matter, they don't care. You're never going to be able to convince them of anything. No matter what you show about Barack Obama and how proof of how corrupt he is, they're never going to change their mind. It's like these people. I couldn't vote for anyone that said, and they had like, I'm with her shirts, I'm with Hillary shirts. I could never support anyone that would say anything like that. Here's Hillary Clinton saying that. If it would have been Trump or any conservative, they would have been denounced. Oh, see, I told you, that's why. I can never stand with them. I can't stand with them. See, I couldn't vote for them. When it was Hillary Clinton that said stuff that they just came out and said, I can never support a candidate that ever says anything like that. When it was proven Hillary Clinton said it, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. So what did they do? Oh, that's right. They tried to like sneak away, kind of like, okay, what do we do? Because we can't really, we still support Hillary Clinton. But we just said we're not going to support someone that says that. Most of these kids, if you said, could you support someone, if you took like 10 statements that Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or AOC has said, could you support someone that says that? They would say no, 9 times out of 10. And when you prove to them, hey, it's not a conservative saying that, that's a Democrat. That, huh? What? Huh? Huh? But don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. And there's a lot of people that say that they're going to try to, because supposedly my mom's told me this, and I'm that they recently arrested people in Indianapolis for stuff relating to January 6th. Now, I don't know if they were in the Capitol and they just found them, or if they were a quarter mile, I don't know. Don't know the story, but supposedly, you know, I mean, it's our house. We should have the right to be there. All this is going to do with this Donald Trump thing is just going to make his, it's just going to, the love for Trump is going to grow. The way around, you know. It's not like, I mean, because no matter what, you're going to have people that hate Trump no matter what you say. No matter what you show them or prove to them, that whatever, Trump needs to be in prison, whatever. I mean, you can show people the 2000 Mules movie. That's a, whatever. Whatever. You actually believe that stuff? Oh, my God. There's video of a guy. Why would a guy be putting ballots in a ballot box, stuffing a ballot drop box full of ballots, and then taking clothes off and throwing them in the trash? Whatever. Whatever. They don't care. You're just a sore loser. You lost. Whatever. They wouldn't care. They don't care. Pardon me, folks. But it's just one of those things. They don't care. No matter what you show them, they ain't never going to change. Their mind ain't going to change. They are who they, you know. Even those kids that when they said, I would never support anyone, those two chicks, I would never support anyone that says anything like that. That was Hillary Clinton that said that, and they got I'm with Hillary shirts, and they kind of like try to, they don't know what to do because they can't really denounce Hillary because she's the greatest, but they can never support someone that says what she just said, so they just kind of sneak away. It's like those kids that get mad and curse at Charlie Kirk and stuff, and, you know, when he proves them wrong. Don't worry, folks. Communism's great. I'm going to live like North Korea and Cuba and China. And then when he proves them wrong and how bad it is, beep, 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 and storm off. You need to be more inclusive, buddy. By more inclusive, you mean like having guys who can't win in male sports competing as a woman just so they can win? And you mean by more inclusive, you mean guys that just want to see naked girls in the locker room so they pretend they're a girl just so they can watch them undress? Come on, folks. It's okay. You gotta be more inclusive. I can't win in male sports. I gotta compete in women's sports. Okay, well then there should be a transgender category. That way, and biological women can still come in first. To solve that problem really quickly by having men and women. Okay, you're going to go in here and you're going to undress. If you got male parts, you're in the males. If you're women, you're... Common sense, folks. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls from the beginning. When you start a girl, you become a woman. Not today. Boys are boys from the beginning. Until you get into a government-controlled classroom, and then they try to manipulate you to try to make you confused about what you even think you are. Boys are boys from the beginning. But now, what am I? My pencil? Am I cat? Am I, what do I do? Yeah, just wait till they try to, well, you need to, wait till they try to get, like, some disability thing. Well, we, just like they have the Americans with Disabilities Act, we need to have an act that helps so that they can get help they need in the classroom to, because you need to provide litter boxes and all kinds of stuff. I'm just waiting for some kid to say, I need a, to pretend he's a monkey and hang upside down, and you know what? Can't tell me no, monkeys do it. Yeah, you think your kid thinks he's a kitten? There's the litter box right in front of the classroom. You can drop him and go right there. It's called attention, folks. They want attention. They're not getting attention. We need to go back to the discipline. We need to go back to, if you get in trouble, the bus driver drops you off. Your parents are calling, finding out what did you do for the bus driver to stop, pull you over, and let you off the bus because he wouldn't take you home on the bus. What did you do? Now it's, what did you do to my son? How dare you drop him off a quarter mile from the house and make him walk. How dare you do that? When I was a kid, if that would have happened to me, they'd be calling the school, finding out what I did wrong, not the other way around. Now the kid can get in trouble and do all kinds of stuff, and how dare you try to discipline my kid? In my day, you would have gotten a paddle to the rear behind. Then when you got home, your parents would have gotten out the belt or paddle or something. My mom worked for the school district where I went to school, so yeah, all they had to do was do an extension, they could get a hold of her, so I was a good kid, pretty much anyways. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. We need to be all inclusive and everything. All inclusive. As a lawmaker, you take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, unless you're a Democrat and then you're pushing laws that allow counties to curtail, conceal, and carry. How dare you have the right to carry a gun and protect yourself? I don't know why people, how can anyone be afraid of a person with a gun. And I'm not talking a bad person. I'm talking a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry permit and a gun. Remember, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. I have the Second Amendment. Oh. Carry. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. And then I have these YouTube videos. My son was in the school where a guy came in with an AK-47 and shot up the school and my son died. And there are people that don't think they should be banned. What does banning an AK-47 have to do with your son dying from one? How is your son dying from an AK-47? How is banning an AK-47 ever going to stop someone from being killed by one? You're just going to push them to the black market. It's like having a, cocaine banned. I mean, there are some states where, because meth is so prevalent, that you have to actually, like, if you want Mucinex G, you have to go and get a prescription. Ah, pain in the butt. Well, you're going to have to be seen by the doctor. We just can't write you a script. Well, it's like, we have places around here. If you got a sinus infection, guess what? You have a sinus infection. No big deal. Other places, well, the only way you can truly know if you have a sinus, yeah, you're going to have an x-ray and all this stuff and like a CAT scan and all this stuff. And, you know, and they usually go away on their own. And I know people that get them so bad that, like, yeah, if I don't get an antibiotic, let me tell you, I'm going to be in the hospital. Like, I've gotten, like, a minor one since I started using my CPAP. So it's like, I don't know. It's like those float things that they have where you put your feet in and you plug them in and you're supposed to have, that's all the toxins and all this stuff. And people have put the salt in and plugged it in and turned it on. And with nothing in there, they get the same color-changing water and all this exactly like they do when they put this, because they don't do anything. Now, when you have the electric, like when you plug it in and your feet's in there, something from that might make you feel better, but the color-changing water has nothing to do with toxins leaving your body. That's BS. Now, if you could get that, if you could have that set up be exactly the same except for the water doesn't change color. It might do something. I don't know if, like, when they have those foot pod things in where you plug them in and you put the salt in with water and you plug it in and turn it on and look all the water changing color. Now, it might be doing something for you, per se, with the electricity, if there's any going, the minuscule, whatever, but the color-changing water is not because of toxins coming out of your body. And I have people that, oh, they work. I know people that have them, and they work. Like I've said. And they might technically work, per se, but when they've plugged those things in and turned them on and followed the directions with no feet in there and the water changes color, that's proof that it's not toxins coming out of your body. Whether or not you putting your feet in there and turning it on, whether or not that actually has a medical benefit or not, I have no idea. If it does, it does. If it's a placebo effect, whatever. All I tried to explain to the couple people is that the color-changing water is not the toxins being excreted from your body. Well, how do you mean it? Well, because they followed the directions to a T and turned the thing on when it's plugged in with no feet in there and they get the same colored water. and they've had actual biochemists say, well, with this metal that's in here and all this stuff that's in this machine mixed with the salt, you're going to get different color changing water. It's going to vary. It's not, that would not be the stuff coming out of your body. It's not toxins coming out of your body, folks. Whether or not the plugging in is a benefit or not, who knows? But my point is, some states you have to have a prescription to get Mucinex D, which has pseudoephedrine, which they make meth out of. So get meth big time in those states. A little bit harder, but you're still going to get, people are still going to get shot up. Actually, in places where they have gun control, it's worse. I've never heard of someone going, guess what, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to rob this place until it said no guns. Glad I read that sign before I robbed the place. You got Russell Brand coming out saying, I need God or I cannot cope in this world. That's right, folks. That's right, brother. We all need Jesus. He's the only hope. You know, Jim Carrey's come out and stuff like that. Now, with that song that Eminem did and stuff, it's going to be interesting to see if he denounces his old ways. So we'll have to wait and see, folks. But when you have someone like Russell Brand coming out and that video of Jim Carrey and stuff, it's, you know, I think people, hey, look at the lifestyle I had. I went nowhere. I had God with me all the time. I did all the things I've been able to go and do, but nothing compares to being with Christ. And I think there's something to realize that. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signs a law prohibiting transgender restrooms in schools. Thank you for standing up for normalcy. But I think what you think you need to do is you need to sit there. Kids want attention. With this transgender stuff, you need to ignore them. Like, okay, you want to be here? Okay, I don't care. Do whatever. I don't care. Whatever. You live your life. Whatever you want to do, I don't care. Yeah, whatever. Just do that. I don't care. No, you do whatever. I'm not going to support you or be against you. Sorry, you do whatever you want to. If you're trying to do this because you want attention, I don't care. I'm not going to treat you any differently. If you don't think I'm giving you attention, no, I'm not going to give you any more just because you're trans or whatever you think you are. Because a lot of these kids are just starving for attention. You know? So what they want attention. Just ignore them. Okay, well. Okay, yeah, whatever. You do whatever. You know, well, Jesus loved everyone. Sure he did. He didn't love the sin, but he loved the sinner. Because I guess Iowa and Idaho are going to pass the same kind of bill. It's nice. Sorry, folks. In my opinion, you're too young at that age to know anything. Look at how many things you wanted to do when you were a little kid that now, even things that like, just like a spur of the moment thing, like you want to do something, okay? there's a, like I tell my wife all the time, there's a reason why we call them bottle rockets, because you put them in a bottle. When you get 10 cents or whatever per bottle, we're not going to waste one bottle because you won't be able to get your money back for it. Well, that bottle got used over and over and over and over and over again, so you would have used it thousands of times. And you wouldn't have cared that 10 cents. You would have just kept using it, using it, using it. One bottle wouldn't have made a dang difference. When you did something wrong, oops. Yeah, my wife knows about the 4th of July story. Yeah, where she was holding a bottle rocket and the shirt caught on fire, and me and Jeremy are laughing our butts off instead of trying to help her. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? That's the reason why it's called a bottle rocket. Kind of like those videos where the guys have like a camera set up and they take like a firecracker, an M80, and they throw the M80 in the plastic container and you're supposed to watch it explode. And then you find out later that there's one video where he throws the lighter in there instead of the M80 or the firecracker and runs off. You don't see it explode, but or there's one where he puts like the M80, drops it in the thing and runs and waits for it to explode, and then you see a car go by and runs him over, which is, I'm sure it's all CGI, it's not real, but yeah, it's so funny. But it's like, when 2 + 2 = 4, why am I going to congratulate you when you come up with that? You know, when you put a bottle rocket in a bottle to light it so that you don't get caught on fire, you know, but these kids don't know any better. They're too young to make a decision for themselves right now. That's why I'm glad Iowa and Idaho just waiting for the governor to sign the bill, like Sir Huckabee Sanders has signed, that's making transgender bathrooms prohibited. Look at all the stupid things we did as kids that now, that was who I am, I know it's who I am. No, you weren't, because you ain't that way now. But don't worry, folks. It's nice that someone's trying to stand up. How dare you want to prevent kids who are 6 years old or 8 years old becoming the whatever they think they are. They're too young to know who they are.
Did you hear the latest on President Trump?
Yeah, speak into the mic. But
you two think it much.
As
from what I heard on the 5 and Brett Bart. Not Breitbart, but Brett Bear. I don't even think that as things have occurred today, who testified for Trump today and stuff, really, he cannot convince the jury, the grand jury, to indict.
Yeah.
So there won't be any indictment. And they won't indict, I don't think.
Yeah.
And Republicans are making Briggs, is his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come and testify why he even did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's all I had to say.
Yeah. But what I was, and that's cool. And, I was getting back to, and what I was getting back to is, like, it's nice to see people stepping up because, you look at the old photos of us. I mean, I had to have like 50 pounds of hair gel just to get our hair to stick up and do all this stuff. Oh, Lord, help us.
Hey, there was nothing wrong with that.
But that's not who we are now. And my point is, you have these kids that are 8 years old that how dare you not give them the medications to have them become the man or woman they think they are when they're the opposite sex. Let me tell you something, in five years, when they're not that way anymore, and they've already done permanent damage. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. They could do the jump off the bridge challenge. We're going to do the jump out of the airplane without a parachute challenge. The smart ones won't do it. The ones that don't know any better will jump out of the plane without a parachute and they'll thin the herd.
I'm the one that wanted to see what will happen.
Yeah. See, that's the one thing, and I talked about this, because maybe in like 2 or 3 weeks, I'm probably going to do another round of the campfire revivals that I've done. But I said this, I'm like, well, how do you get to the people that are the people that, like, what year was the War of 1812? War of 1812. Two girls with the I Am With Hillary shirts. I can never support any candidate that says something like that. Well, here's the video of Hillary Clinton saying it. And when they hear it, they can't really denounce her because they still support her. They still got her shirts on, so they kind of like sneak away and they don't know what to say. So what do you do? How do you get to those people that, what country is the Great Wall of China in? The Great Wall of China. What country?
Taiwan?
No, dude, it's in Egypt.
Oh, my bad.
How many stars are on the American flag? Stars? I'm like, I think 200, right? No, I don't know. And that's the, how do you reach that demographic of person?
God. Give it to God.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
You know, like if you had a dollar bill when Biden took office, it'd be 87 cents now. Because of inflation. That's
I'm
how
impressed.
Much it's gone down.
I'm impressed. I didn't think it was 50 cents.
Yeah. They actually had a guy in Congress say, if you had a dollar bill right now when Biden took office, that same dollar bill now would be the equivalent of 87 cents. Well, you figure about it. Dollar Tree had a 25% inflation. And it's not even as good a quality, stuff as it used to be. I mean, there's even a report coming out that a majority, what was it? I want to see. I think it was like 60% of, 62% of pet owners claim that they cannot pay for basic necessities for their cats or dogs because of inflation.
Poor rascal passed away of getting tight.
And, you know, and it's like, and we're talking like food and litter if it's a cat and your basic heartworm pill every 6 months or whatever if it's a dog. And a regular routine that we're not talking like if it has a skin condition or has like something where it's constantly on medication. We're just talking the bare necessities to have a cat or dog. 63% of pet owners cannot pay for basic necessities. But then, like I've said before in this program, last I checked, it was like $1,300 a year with nothing just to have a dog, just for like the food and the regular maintenance, like the once or twice a year vet visit, like maybe once or twice, and then like the grooming of it. And with cats, it's even more because you have litter and stuff like that. So you're talking like almost $1,500 a year just to have it. So if they go, I'm going to get a cat for free, or I'm going to get this dog, he's giving away a dog. What? Well, probably because they can't afford it. Or maybe there's another reason, but you know, most people don't think about it, especially when you're a little kid, like, that cat needs to be taken care of. So does that dog. You need to take that dog for walks. You know, because like when you're always a kid, when you're the kid and you always want a dog, and then when you get it, like, I have to take care of it. Well, yeah, you have to take it for walks, do stuff with it.
It's a responsibility.
Yeah, it is, and you learn. I mean, cats are the best. But it's just one of those things that, you know.
This is from a former dog person, okay. I have both. Honestly, I love to have both.
But where is it? Got about 18 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. But, you know, as people of this nation, the people in D.C. are sworn an oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution. But then you have all these people that we need to go after guns, and we need to take your guns, and we need to do this. And it's like when you have this, yeah, I've had a couple of videos, maybe, I'm not trying to be un-Christian, but it made me want to vomit when they have like, well, my daughter was in the school and she was killed because someone brought an AK-47. I'm like, you think that if you banned it, like a guy would not be able to get a gun of any kind to the school and do what he did if he wanted to do what he was going to do?
Tell me one of those shooters who ever bought, I think there's maybe two or three at the most of those shooters who ever got a gun legally.
Yeah. We're going to do stricter background checks. See, I have the Second Amendment, and it says it shall not be infringed. It doesn't say, show me in the Constitution where it says where I can and cannot carry a gun. It doesn't. I read a bunch of comments that people like me that I will conceal and carry everywhere I go. You know, what do you fear about me if I walk into a bank? What do you fear about me? If someone's not going to rob the place, I'm probably never going to ever pull it out. Like I was talking about at the beginning of the program when they had Ron Paul going off on the Moderna CEO. It's like, well, 18 to like 36-year-old males or 42-year-old males has myocarditis increased. And they give like the 25-minute answer where they try to hem-haw around and not answer it. It's a yes or no question, sir. Has it gone up or not? It's hilarious. It's funny. Like, they don't care. I mean, these pharmaceutical giants are making billions. How can they be making money? Yeah, see, how? Very simple. Governments are giving them millions of dollars of your money so that they can, guess what? Hand out free vaccines. It's not like these pharmaceutical giants are just like making the vaccines for free and handing out. No. Nothing's free, folks. You want to do something? I'll mow your lawn for, like, there's a guy that I watch on TikTok where he goes around and most people's, hey, your lawn looks like bad. I want to mow. Yeah, well, I busted my ankle, so I haven't been able to get out here. And he'll mow the lawn and stuff. And some people are okay with this. Okay, I got to pay you something. It's $5, you know. Hey, he's doing that for free. Sort of. Yeah, he's mowing your lawn for free. Who's paying for the gas? Who's paying for the lawnmowers and the maintenance and the upkeep? Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Nothing, it's okay. Stuff is free to an extent. I can give you something for free. But how did I get it? I had to do something to get it. It's free. The pharmaceutical manufacturers are getting money from governments so that they can make these vaccines and give them away for free. Well, it's going to cost us $10 million to make these vaccines. They might make them for, it might cost them $10,000 to make it. Do they care? Do they care? No. People don't think about stuff like that. Like when you go to a car dealership. Stuff has so many people. Yeah, how can they make record profits if it's a free vaccine? It's not free, folks. Somebody gave them millions and millions of dollars to produce the vaccine to give away. Okay? Yeah. That's right, folks. how much money did it cost? How much did it cost to make the vaccines? How much? Was it a $10,000 vaccine production cost and they got $10,000? Or was it a $10,000 cost to produce the vaccine and they got $100,000? That's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. Banks are just collapsing left and right because of they have the Dodd-Frank legislation. Instead of having banks being able to diversify into all kinds of other stuff, banks are going to diversify into this. So if they have a problem, guess what? They can fall on this. They can fall on that. Well, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. Imagine if you diversify your portfolio and you have one asset. And let's say you fall in hard times and the asset falls in the toilet too. Okay, well, guess what? I got a bunch of silver, $20, and now it's worth $1. Ooh. That silver was going to be my saving grace. Or that gold, or that stock, or that T-bond, whatever. T-bill, whatever. Nope. Bye-bye. If your bank goes under and this is what you have for backup, well, what if everyone has the same backup plan? Well, if the backup plan works, if your bank fails, you got the backup plan. It's going to work. Well, let's say the backup plan fails. Well, if you got four banks that go under, or five banks, or six banks, and they all have that same bailout plan, and it don't work, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. Folks, 99% of the money plus is in digital world. They've had that issue before where they've had like people that will buy like physical gold or silver like on pieces of paper and have a piece of paper. This right here, this thing shows that you own 100 ounces of gold. What happens when the 100 ounces of gold? Well, I want my gold. I want to actually have my physical gold. Because there've been times where they've had like people have bought like a gold certificate that says you own 100 ounces of gold, 100 ounces of this. Well, and they're hoping that when it goes up, you just exchange, I want my money now. I'm going to sell my gold. And there have been times where a ton of people wanted to buy, I want my physical gold. Well, if you have 10,000 ounces of gold, but you sold a bunch of gold on pieces of paper, 100,000 ounces, and all of a sudden, all these people want gold, and you don't have the physical gold. What do you do? What do you do? That's what's going on in this world, you know? When the banks are having major problems, guess what? Guess what, folks? When the banks have major problems, guess what's going to happen? Oh, yeah, the banks are going to have major problems. Can't have the same bailout plan because if it fails for one, they're all going to fail. So, like Manchester United. Where are we at, folks? This is where we're at with Manchester United. I've seen rumors of, well, they're not going to disclose bids. The financial dealings of Manchester United itself, it's not going to be disclosed. The Glazers have milked this club for how long? Too long? And because I've heard that they want $6 million. I've heard reports that Qatar is $7 billion they want. and the Glazers are wanting like $6 billion, and they're like they're willing to go, because what the Glazers want is to try to they're going to drag us out as long as dang possible. So guess what happens? They want to try to get as much out of this as possible. Supposedly they're willing to pay whatever it takes to get Manchester United. And then, I mean, if Qatar came out and said, okay, we'll pay $10 million, we want the United, we want to buy them right now. Well, hold it, now, wait a minute. Well, if you're offering $10 million, we need to wait to see if someone else is going to at least match $10 million or maybe go more. It's not like, here's what they want for United, and a group comes in and says, you want $6 billion? I'll give you $7 here. Wait a minute. Ooh, he's offering $7. Maybe someone's going to offer $8. And they're just going to try to keep. Let's see how long we can milk the process to get the price to go up so we can get even more money. And we're going to suffer because we need to have this. The Glazers don't care when this gets done. They don't have any interest. They don't care about this club. We need to get this. I wonder about the transfer window, because if we don't have owners in place, what's going to happen to the transfer window? Is it going to be one of these, well, okay, we got about 1 week left in the transfer window. It's August. What do we do? Are we going to get anybody? Because, I mean, it doesn't matter. Even if we get someone now, he's not going to have time to integrate into the team. This Sunday, we have our first game. In 7 days, we have our first game. It's transfer deadline day. Will Manchester United do any signings? The players that wanted to leave aren't being allowed to leave because they haven't signed anyone, and they need to keep people. That they can have someone on the pitch. Do I like Harry Maguire? No. They're not signing anyone, and we got to keep him just because he's a body. He's horrible. He sucks. Don't worry, folks. I think it's going to be, well, supposedly there's a couple other bidders, but I think Qatar is going to get it in the end. I just want to revamp Old Trafford. I don't want to get rid of Old Trafford. Update it, spend the money, get it all fixed up, make it look nice. I want to know that we're going to be able to get transfers done this summer and not worry about like, well, okay, well, we don't, you know, well, because that's what's going to bloody happen. I can tell you right now. If they have a price that they want Manchester United, that they want to get from Manchester United, as soon as someone offers that, you offered that. Well, wait a minute. If they just went up and we're offering you this much because we want to buy the club so we can start the transformation to turn this club over and get it going and spend in the transfer window. And they'll look at it as, well, wait a minute here, folks. Transfer window. Okay, let me see here. Well, if they're going to go ahead and give us the asking price right off the bat, then I wonder if someone else is going to even go higher. And they're just going to do whatever they can to extend this and milk it. Well, someone just matched. See, what happened is they offered us what we initially wanted to sell the club for. And if they were able to do that really quickly, then we waited. And then this guy said that he was going to go above what these people were offering. And they're just, until someone says, good luck. I need $3 billion just to get the renovations done and transfers. And sorry, sayonara, Sodom. So it's just a frustrating thing. Because I think I honestly think it's going to be it's going to be into May, end of May, before we even know if we even have it. Because that's what's going to happen. This is how much they want for the club. Someone offers them that. Well, if you offer this what we want for the club, well then he's going to want Well, let's see if someone matches that or goes more than that. And then, it's going to be freaking end of May. It's probably going to affect the transfer window because now it's when you should be talking to clubs. So, I don't know. We got a lot of work to do with that club. You know, we beat a good team. It's like, the Champions League, we should be there. You know, we're the best. No, we're a top four side. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I watched clips when they were in, I think it was Ireland or whatever, for the United Stand live tour thing. And they're like, you know, most people want Qatar. Most people want the Hay to stay. See, I want to get a goalkeeper into take the place of De Gea in like 3 years and have him work under De Gea and train with him. That way, when De Gea's time to go is the time to go, guess what, folks? It's time to go. It's not like, okay, yep, De Gea needs to go. De Gea's leaving this summer. We don't have anyone to replace him. Oh, we've had someone training. He's phenomenal. He's great. He's coming in. You know. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. And don't forget, folks, stand up for your rights while you still got them. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.